Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
I do not get tired of that footage. The regime continues to write off the new Jupiter explosions as mere terrorism and the Iris case files as a carefully crafted morsel of insurgent propaganda. But now that we've all had a chance to grab a copy of our own off our favorite illegal download source and give it a good listen, and if you haven't yet, what are you waiting for? Cram it down your ear holes. I think we can all agree something is going on. Those of us waiting for the good ship name TBD's next move may be waiting a while, though, because we've had not one report of a landing, which is worrying, because fuel is finite. Look after yourselves, rock and roll fans. Up next, co-host Kestrel Colvin teaches you how to connect with like-minded activists on San Ramos through the magic of shortwave radio.
Hello? Hello? Anybody there? Damn it. What if I...
Arcady?
Shit. But have I tried...
Arcady? Arcady! You've been at this too long. Go take a break.
That's what you said last time, Captain.
Last time, you were on shift for 10 hours, and you'd forgotten to eat.
What happens if we can't get a hold of other Violet and Thazia? We jumped into this with both feet, but correct me if I'm wrong, we don't have a next step other than land before we die.
Speaking of which...
Sackville got back to us.
That's good.
She says no.
No honor among thieves.
Thank you, McCabe. She's already got the regime on her trail. We're a very distinctive group of wanted criminals. Wherever we touch down, we're gonna get noticed, and we can't ask anyone to risk their lives for us.
What about Captain Tripathi's friend?
Can't... Ah!
What?
Sorry, Agent Park. I just really wanted you to stop talking.
He's a talented forger with a lot of connections. Have you made contact with him yet?
I sent him a message.
In the middle of the night in San Ramos when you knew he'd be asleep.
He did a lot for us, and then I accused him of betraying us to the government he hates.
In your defense, nobody saw the brainwashed robot swarm thing coming.
We can't assume he's in a headspace to help us right now.
Captain, all due respect, if this ship runs out of fuel because you won't work through your issues with the guy you like...
How do you know about that?
The Iris case files.
Right. Look, if Campbell decides to get in contact with us again, and if he is willing and able to help us, of course we'll take him up on that. The situation is delicate, and we're not pushing. That's that. Okay?
There's still the Fowley's offer to consider.
None of us are taking that seriously, right?
Violet, pull it up again.
Right here.
Hey! My favorite smuggler crew! Ha! Holy hell, you're in a mess, huh? The entrepreneur in me is damn horrified. But the part of me that's still a shit kicker from Cricket District is having an absolute ball. The stunts you pulled! Oh, explosions. Explosions are my favorite. Look, I'm guessing you back yourselves into a tight spot, huh? Smugglers are ideally famous for stealth and discretion. Or should I say, ideally not famous. I just wanted to let you know, you're welcome to make landing on good old Alien anytime you want. We'll set you up with new credentials, everything a baby revolutionary needs. Gonna be an honor, one shit kicker to another. Now, add about the whole your first mate flipping my best table thing. Water under the bridge, my dookie. Jay Fowler out.
I mean, I'm no expert, but it's a trap, right?
I'd say there's a 85% chance.
90. You should have seen how pissed the Fowleys were about that table. I think it was an heirloom.
Arcady, you can keep trying to signal other Violet for 30 minutes. And then, as your captain, if you don't get up and take a break, I will sit on you.
Isn't that Science Officer Leah's job? Okay, folks, on that note, I'm gonna see myself out.
How long have you been on shift? I should have had Park take over 15 minutes ago.
Nah, it's fine. I was enjoying the conversation. Now to go find my priest.
Beyonce.
That one! Singing a song. Something is wrong. Why can't we all get along? Find a place to land on where we all can belong. Ba-da-da-da-da.
You write that one yourself, bud?
I did!
It's got heart, soul, and a beat you can dance to.
Missed you. What's for dinner?
How do you feel about veggie stew?
What's the other option?
All the same ingredients, but raw, in kind of a pile.
Stew sounds aces.
We don't have, like, a ton of supplies left.
We're not exactly spoiled for fuel, either.
Any progress?
Sackville said no.
Dang.
McCreskey said no. Chen said no. Hernandez said no. Anders said yes, but they were being raided by the regime during the call? We think they might have been in shock. The Fowley siblings said yes, but...
Yeah.
Stew smells good.
It doesn't. We don't even have garlic powder anymore.
It does to my superior alien senses.
Crash, fish slowly.
Love you too, crewman Jeter. So much.
All the near-death experiences kind of put things in perspective.
Yeah.
I want to get married.
Me too.
No, I mean, I think we should do it. Even if it's nothing in the eyes of the law, we should say the words together in front of someone. Don't you want to smash a glass, throw a party?
Of course, I want to destroy a glass with you. But, you know, for me, all that ceremony only counts if family agrees, and that's... Ishgrub sent me another message.
What did it say?
Same thing it always does.
Yeah.
They're just... They're never gonna admit they were wrong, you know?
I know, but getting married, it could be just for us.
We know who we are. We've got nothing to prove.
Are we ever gonna really talk about it?
About having a party?
About how you almost died on New Jupiter. I couldn't contact you, and I knew something had happened to
you.
It
was a leg wound, Kermit Jeter. Nobody writes poetry about a leg wound, which is a shame, because like a million words rhyme with knee.
Kresh, I want to talk about it.
I don't.
We need to, eventually.
Not right now.
That's what you said. The stew needs to simmer a while. I'm taking a nap, okay, bud?
Mind if I join you? I'm off duty.
Yeah, but it is going to be an actual nap. I'm tired, Kresh.
I hear that.
I'm so tired.
Hey, Violet.
Hey, Captain.
What you doing?
Oh, I was just, chopping some...
You were just splitting the last of your anxiety meds.
Yes.
I thought one pill was a day's dose.
It is.
Doesn't seem like the best time to cut back.
I don't want anyone to panic, but I'm running low, and given how hard it is to resupply, I can't risk going cold turkey. I've done it before, and it was not good. And that was before all of this.
You've got a lot on your mind.
We all do.
Yeah, but Violet, your parents, your sister.
I just want them to be okay.
I know.
Juniper's only 22. She's a grad student. She's gonna be so vulnerable to any kind of meddling.
She grew up under the regime. She has to know she needs to be careful now. And I bet she's really smart.
She is. That won't save her.
It might. And for now, you might as well live as though she's safe. If you need us, we'll be here. And in the meantime, you absolutely should not be taking half doses of your anxiety medication, Violet. Come on.
I have 3 pills left. And if I just stop taking them once I'm out, I won't...
You'll be miserable.
No, it's worse than that. I won't be able to get my work done.
And you'll be miserable. You're person first, Violet, and a crew member second. Put your pills back, stick the knife back down, and let's go solve this.
Captain Tripathi?
Yeah?
How long have you been on shift?
I'm the captain. I never clock out.
Somewhere, a workplace health and safety official is crying and doesn't know why.
A what official? Is that a thing?
Exactly.
How many times do we have to say you and Park are not prisoners? You can leave anytime you want.
Yeah, I've heard that before. You'd happily boot us out the airlock.
McCabe.
Or maybe you can just dump us on a planet somewhere with all our many job options as certified traitors.
You should have thought of that before you betrayed your people.
Arcady? McCabe?
Yeah, Captain.
McCabe, I know life threw a lot at you at once.
how we threw a lot at you at once. We are all so, so grateful you chose to help us. If you still want to leave when we do touchdown, we'll do whatever we can to connect you with some form of employment.
Oh, collaborating with rebels.
As long as we have some assurance you won't head back to your former employers and turn us in, you can go work for a kebab stand if that's what you want. But in the meantime, our priorities have changed.
Captain?
Liu has a medical situation. All our focus, as of right now, goes into making landfall and making it soon.
Violet, is this about...
Yeah.
About what?
Cram it, McCabe. That was too much. Even I can tell that was too much. Sorry. What now?
We call the Fowley siblings. Make sure we can eliminate them as an option.
How do we do that?
Remember how things went down on Hafiza? I'm thinking we pull another Ricky Q. That means we
know. The case files.
Hark, did you...
Have I been taken to Zone Z yet? No.
Great! So you know the drill. Computer, outside call. Sonatopathy to Jay Fowley.
Attempting connection. Attempting connection.
Sonatopathy! Where have you been, you old so-and-so?
That's me.
Still can't believe what you pulled. Tell me you're taking me up on my oh-so-generous offer before my heart breaks.
Heading in your direction as we speak, Jay.
What are your coordinates now?
Hmm?
I mean, when can we expect you?
Hard to say. Depends how reckless we fly. Can't wait to see you, though. Reminisce about old times.
Of course.
Like that time you stole an entire gear shipment during the war. How much was that worth again?
Or that network of regime officers you bribed to let you move all that dairy across space lines?
Listen, yeah, in the past, I've maybe exaggerated my misdeeds a little. You know me, always trying to sound cool.
Oh, come on, Jay. You can't be trying that hard.
What was it you said about proprietary government tech?
Yeah, the shielding tech you personally stole from CUI headquarters last year, and now you use it for...
I have never heard anyone more obviously bugged by the government.
Right. Next course of action. Who haven't we contacted yet?
It looks like a pretty short list, and they're all based far enough we'd have to fly the last leg on nothing but momentum.
All right. We start from the top.
Hang on.
Hark?
We're not that far from an old government satellite.
A decommissioned satellite, yeah.
It still works.
What?
Something about local officials...
Corruption.
Yes.
So if we fly towards the satellite, Arcady, does that boost our signaling power? Enough to hopefully reach other Violet and Thazia and get the benefit of their contacts?
Assuming it's not also a trap.
If we wanted to kill you all in your sleep, seize the ship and try to bargain with the regime...
No, they'd prefer us alive. And able to be tortured.
Tell me how I already know that, Arcady. The question isn't if you trust me without caveat. The question is, do you trust me more than you trust any of your other... associates are going to come through for you at the moment?
It's not personal.
The Fowleys sounded personal.
She did break their table.
I said sorry, sarcastically, but the word left my mouth.
Can we please focus?
Yes, of course. Sorry, Violet. So we start heading towards this satellite, or we keep floating and pushing further down our address book? Do we put it to a vote? We do have a quorum.
Satellite.
I'm with Park.
Given the way the calls have been going, I'm on Team Satellite, too.
Arcady?
Violet, how badly do you need what you need?
If we go longer than 3 days, I won't be okay.
Satellite.
All right, including me, that's 5 in favor. Park, if you'll do the honors and reroute us.
Aye, aye.
If other Violet and Thazia don't have connections on any nearby planets, we're going to feel very foolish.
Cheer up. We won't for long.
Because we'll be dead.
That's my girl.
How's your wound?
Fine, as long as I sit. Not looking forward to standing, though.
Does it hurt?
Yeah, but I'm being very stoic about it.
I can go get pain meds, if we're counting on restocking soon.
I'm good for now. I just wanted some credit.
You're very brave.
Take it outside, please.
What?
The flirting. It's off-putting.
We were not flirting.
I was.
Oh.
Off-putting.
Hang on. We have a wisp of a signal.
Just like that?
You know how powerful IGR tech is, right?
Shut up.
Arcady.
Yeah, sorry.
Arcady, how's the wisp?
Less wispy by the second.
Should I call Krej and Brian?
Let's not be hasty. No, wait, let's be very hasty.
Computer, Violet Liu to Brian Jeter.
Yeah?
I'm sorry to disturb you, but we need you and Krej at the cockpit.
Computer, outside call. Arcady Patel to other Violet.
Did you really put the premier spymaster of the revolution in the system like that?
Attempting connection.
You did.
Attempting connection. Attempting connection. Attempting connection.
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear us?
Loud and clear. It's a relief to know you're not all dead, Captain.
Stop our egos.
I understand you were successful in rebooting both the Vreachill Noke nanoswarm infecting your ship and the captive swarm at Intelligence Headquarters. Albeit by drawing tremendous attention to yourselves and leaving a trail of wreckage a kilometer wide.
I'd say that sounds like us, Miss Liu.
Please. Miss Liu is my mother. Call me boss. How's Park?
Unquestionably alive.
Listen, we absolutely need to debrief, but before we get any farther...
You need a place to land.
Yes.
How did you know?
Your minor smuggling crew that just flung yourselves onto the grand stage. Who else do you have to rely on?
Tell us you've got somewhere we can safely resupply.
Sending you the coordinates. You should be able to make it in 2 days if you're careful. Or lucky, which seems more your speed.
Thank you.
Are you familiar with a planet called Hypatia?
It has 2 reasonably good colleges and extensive wheat fields, but the capital city is a den of criminality.
Succinct, yes. Who the hell is she?
They,
sorry.
That's former Agent McCabe. When they found out that Major General Frederick was angling for another war with Dwarnians, they opted to help us instead.
So you scooped them up, too. Don't make a habit of it, Captain Tripathi. Government agents aren't puppies.
Whoa, are we getting a puppy?
Hey, folks.
I need you heading to Prospero, the capital city of Hypatia.
Boss Violet, how's Prospero's med supply? Our Violet, what do we need?
Dilamidol, 60 milligram tablets.
Can it be used recreationally?
Yeah, if you mix it with enough alcohol.
Then they'll have it where you're going. Exorbitant prices, but if it's a matter of medical necessity, we can fund you.
It is.
Got it. Enough small talk. I have a mission for you. 2 missions, in fact.
Great. Give us the broad strokes, and we'll vote on whether or not we can take them on.
Well, you're really doing this. Fine. Okay. Job 1. Are you familiar with the Echoes?
The sound or the roving bands of soldiers turned mercenaries?
Assume yes.
Isn't everyone?
Wait, they were soldiers before? All of them?
There's a reason they kill like professionals. They're disciplined. Regimented. Scary.
An Echo leader recently resurfaced. We want you to make contact. Offer him a deal. His name is Max Gavins.
Oh, you are shitting me.
Who's...
Max Gavins? He's been on the IGR's wanted list for years.
Well, isn't that kind of good?
He once killed his mark by shooting through 3 other people.
He's ruthless, but he has standards.
Yeah, I'm sure he proofreads his ransom notes.
He's a merc. He's done bad things, but he's always done them for money. He doesn't torture, doesn't hurt people for fun. Anyway, I'm not asking you to appeal to his better nature. We're offering revenge and cash. We have a lot of artists and academic types. We need an army, and the Echoes have no love for the regime.
I thought he was dead.
Alive and kicking. And sources suggest he'll be making a supply run on Hypatia 2 weeks from now.
So we go there and talk to Max. Why us?
Honestly, because I'm not sure what else to do with you. You very publicly faced down the regime and lived, which gives you a surprising amount of cred. But half of your civilians and all of you are unpredictable in the field, at best. So, PR and recruitment it is.
You think he'll be impressed by us?
Who wouldn't be?
I think he'll know it's not a setup. Certainly not a well-planned one.
All in favor? Raise your hand.
Again, I can't see your hands.
McCabe, you and Park get votes too, remember?
Can I abstain?
Of course. That's 6 in favor, 1 abstained. Park, set the course for Hypatia.
Sending you a full dossier now.
Message received.
Did you need to reinstall that program?
Felt like a nice way to keep Emily Craddock's memory alive. Let her voice keep drifting through the airwaves.
Also, it's free.
Yeah. Moving on. The second job. Forwarding you an anonymous recording we received the other day.
Message received.
Take a look. Well, not a look, because the visual's been too compressed to play on a human-built computer. Take a listen.
Hugh, we fell off the Grand Gun.
Good. All was shot with shotgun shagas. Y'all went cold.
And delibum share light.
Niche. Him go bexem.
Want last him for the same ku asthma.
Now can do. Now good. Nia.
Okay, Dol. Last him. No next him. Okay, want Alice gimmium. Ku 610B, Epsena 9B. Next him. Foa 10-5, Ep 92Z. Next him. 8-10-9, Ep 5 Echo off.
Ando Aldous Cream. 1 Dial.
M. Felsh Chair. 2 more 2 grand.
Felsh.
This was sent very quickly in the middle of the night. Someone risked their life to give us this information, and neither Thazia nor I could make any sense of it.
Oh, that's because it's not in English or standard Exodwarnian.
Brian?
Hi, that's Dwarnglish. It's a pidgin, like a blend of multiple languages. I think it was only ever spoken in Nuzo, to be honest.
Thazia grew up in Nuzo.
Yeah, Dwarnglish was only used in really specific circumstances. Shopkeepers and street vendors, you know? Smugglers, mafiosos.
What are they saying?
Dwarnglish is pretty situational. A lot of gestures and facial expressions and stuff.
But it's a mix of English and Dwarnian?
Mostly.
So, when they say guns...
I think they mean guns. There's some numbers, too. Look, this is... I think it's bad. I think it's really bad. Present company excluded, humans and Dwarnians don't meet up just to hang out. What this sounds like to me is an arms deal.
Well, at least they've been chuckle.
Yeah.
I do not want to know what the regime would do with Dwarnian tech. Our stuff is... Well, it's much, much better than yours.
Brian, look it over. Do what you can and make sense of it.
Look, there's not a ton of scholarship on Dwarnglish, because the few researchers who worked on it tended to...
Quit?
Quit this mortal coil, yeah. Mafia language, you know. They were protective of it, but I'll do what I can.
Good. Transferring you funds from the new Jupiter job now. Should be enough for all the basics. Keep me in the loop about Hypatia, and in the meantime, try not to blow anything else up.
Thank you, Boss Violet. We're glad you're not dead, too.
Thazia's waking up. I have to go.
Wait, do you sleep in the same room?
Connection ended.
Violet, if you can get us started on a shopping list. Arcady, take a break now. Absolutely no excuses. Krej, we need you rested, too, for the landing. Ryan?
Can you play the recording again? From the start.
That is the start. It picks up mid-sentence.
Hugh, we fell.
Captain Tripathi, do you mind taking the wheel?
Good.
I'll be back in 5. McCabe and I need to check our supplies for the shopping list.
Of course.
McCabe? Good thing we didn't get stuck on Elian with the Fowleys.
Yeah, that would have been bad.
You've been quiet.
I don't have much to say.
So, here's what I keep thinking. The Fowleys had their calls bugged because of their involvement with the Iris case.
Makes sense.
As an agent working on the case files, you would have been informed of any related operations. If the regime, the IGR, whatever you want to call them, made contact with the Fowleys while you were still on New Jupiter, you would have known about it. But you didn't say anything to the crew.
Do you really think I'd what? Sell the crew out? Sell you out? To try to strike a deal with the IGR?
I think you were thinking about it. Look, RJ, McCabe, you need to understand. You and I, we're not their prisoners.
Does this feel like freedom to you? We're stuck here.
You don't always have to be happy about what you did, but you do need to understand, and I mean you need to understand yesterday, that this is it. It's too late to change sides. It's too late to decide you don't want to make the sacrifice. You shot an officer.
Park.
You fled with the rumor crew and with me. It doesn't matter how many strings get pulled. This administration will never trust you again. There is nothing the regime hates more than a turncoat.
I was going to tell them about the Fowleys eventually.
Well, I hope you're right. But honestly, in this moment, McCabe, I'm glad we don't have to find out.
My family will never... My brother is in the military.
I know.
Your family, Shelly.
I know. It is what it is. I'm not your boss anymore, and I can't give orders. But as your fellow crew member, I suggest you go back to your room, do what nobody else here seems to manage, and get some sleep. Sort your head out.
Will you cover for me?
This time.
Thanks, Eight. Thanks, Park.
Yeah, yeah.
Well?
What Arcady meant was, anything else for the shopping list?
Coffee. McCabe's so far into caffeine withdrawal, they're taking a nap.
Can I get a better pair of headphones? I want to see if I can isolate sounds on the recording. Emphasis is everything, and there's so much background noise.
Background noise? Wouldn't know what that's like. Not on this ship.
Fruit jerky! Add fruit jerky to the list.
Gauze, painkillers, antiseptic, Earl Grey tea if we're dreaming.
Let's dream. Let's dream big.
Garlic powder, peanut butter, anything that's not the makings of veggie stew.
I love your stew, Crim and Jeter.
You love Crim and Jeter is what you love.
Strange Case of Starship Iris. Starring
Julia Morizawa as Piper Tanaka.
Rukmini Desai as Sanathrapathi.
Ishani Kanatkar as Arcady Patel.
Cindy Chu as Violet Liu.
Brittany Lefevre as Krej.
Jamie Price as Brian Jeter.
Chris Choi as Jinsung Park.
Jackie Andrews as RJ McCabe.
Ella Womersley as ELLA.
Alexander Doddy as Jay Fowley.
Joe Chang as Other Violet.
Max Shepard as French Recording.
Alicia Chen as Voice 1.
Ray Vargas as Voice 2.
Sound design, mixing, and editing by Hannah Cross and Aaron Bauman.
Directed by Jeffrey Nils Gardner.
Written by Jessica Best. Opening credits music is Fear for the Storm, written by Jessica Best and Essie Winters, and performed by Kyron Starr with Aaron Bauman on vocals. Ending credits music is Racket Science by David Devereaux of Tin Can Audio.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.